It is now our pleasure to talk with Lois Trelor. Lois is with the women's barbershop style singing group, the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. They've been here to perform on SLB before, and this coming Monday, July 28th, they have a show, and it's nice to have you with us again, Lois. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What we actually have on Monday is a guest night.
Oh, and tell us what that's all about.
Okay. Well, Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus is a women's a cappella four-part harmony chorus that sings, we sing in the barbershop style, but we sing all kinds of music, not just barbershop favorites. And on Monday, July 28th, from 7 to 9, we're having a guest night where we welcome women of all ages and abilities to come and join us to find out more about what Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus is and to learn some music and sing along with us on the risers and hear us perform so they get a real taste of what we do and how we do it.
How nice. So it's kind of like a soft recruiting or a night where you can sample what it might be like, actually what it is like.
Yes.
That's
we rehearse at the Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, which is at 522 Carnot Road in Moon Township. It's actually just off of University Boulevard, just down the street from Robert Morris and Moon Township High School.
Yeah, and
it's very easy to get to.
Yeah, not hard to get to at all. I know you've been involved with the group for a while, and I'm curious because it might encourage folks to come out to guest night. What has brought you joy in being involved with the group, and what would you say to others to encourage them to at least give it a try?
Well, Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus is part of the Sweet Adelines International, which is the world's largest women's music education organization. So one of the things that appeals to many women who have sung before or are currently singing in a church choir or some other kind of activity is that they are able to broaden their musical skills in a fun setting. Another thing is that it's really a wonderful way to make fun, to make friendships and have fun, as well as learning to sing better. When I joined in 2013, I was looking for something to do locally because at the time my job involved traveling a great deal and I wasn't able to be at home during the week to attend very many things. But I knew that I was going to be ending that travel situation in about 6 months. So I was hunting for things that I could do at home in my local area in the evenings and take advantage of and meet people. And the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus was just spot on for what I needed. I had sung in high school and a little bit in college. I had done some musical theater, local community theater, things like that. But I really hadn't sung regularly since I had been in high school. And I had always loved to sing, and I enjoyed singing harmony because I was part of a harmony group when I was in high school. And the people at Sounds of Pittsburgh were absolutely so welcoming and so helpful and generous with their time and their friendship. And after a few months, you become part of a sisterhood. We support each other in good times and bad. We travel together to go to competitions and to education weekends, and it's just become a wonderful part of my life.
Well, that's so nice to hear. And Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, which is out in Moon Township, easy to get to, as you heard Lois say. And this is July 28th between the hours of 7 and 9:30. I'd suggest getting there relatively early so you can enjoy everybody's company. And I hope you get some folks showing up. I think it's a great way to meet new people and to try something new, especially that will not involve having a phone in your hand or a screen in front of you, just being able to interact with people directly, face to face. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to welcome any of your listeners. We take women as young as 16. If someone wants to come with a younger singer, that's fine, but the parent would need to come with them. And we welcome singers of all types and ages to try out Barbershop Harmony. And in August of this year, August 31st, we're going to be singing the National Anthem and God Bless America at the Washington Wild Things game in Washington, Pennsylvania. And some of the singers who come to our guest night may choose to learn those two songs and join us and sing on the field at the Washington Wild Things game.
That is going to be fun.
It would be a lot of fun. And we invite, and their families come, and we have a great time out at, I think it's called EQT Park out in Washington, Pennsylvania. And we also invite singers who have not done this before to come in October and start learning Christmas music and then perform with us at a Christmas concert in December. So everybody has an opportunity to come and try it. There's no pressure to join. We just want you to get an idea of what it's like to sing in a chorus and learn to hold harmony, which is really a very challenging thing for those who have not done much of that kind of singing. And when it works, it's just so great, and it's so much fun. And we all enjoy each other's company, and we enjoy learning the music and being able to perform. We perform it all over. And if you need an organization to perform for a meeting or at a particular event, we are available. You can find us at soundsofpittsburgh.org. That's our website. And we would love to hear from people. You can also find us on Facebook at SPC Chorus or on Instagram at Sounds of Pittsburgh.
Lois Treloar, thank you so much for being with us. And here's hoping that guest night this coming Monday, July 28th, goes well. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.